Disclaimer by Renee Knight. Read by Laura Payton and Michael Pennington.
Chapter 1. Spring 2013. Catherine braces herself, but there is nothing left to come up. She grips the cold enamel and raises her head to look in the mirror. The face that looks back at her is not the one she went to bed with. She has seen this face before and hopes never to see it again. She studies herself in this new harsh light and wets a flannel, wiping her mouth, then pressing it against her eyes as if she can extinguish the fear in them.
Are you okay?
Her husband's voice startles her. She hoped he would stay asleep, leave her alone.
Better now, she lies, switching off the light.
Then she lies again. Must have been last night's takeaway. She turns to him, a shadow in the dead hour light.
Go back to bed. I'm fine, she whispers.
He is more asleep than awake, yet still he reaches out and puts his hand on her shoulder.
You sure? I'm sure, she says.
All she is sure about is that she needs to be alone.
Robert, honestly, I'll be there in a minute.
His fingers linger on her arm for a moment, then he does as she asks. She waits until she is certain he is asleep before returning to their bedroom. She looks at it lying there, face down, and still open where she left it. The book she trusted. Its first few chapters had lulled her into complacency, made her feel at ease with just the hint of a mild thrill to come, a little something to keep her reading, but no clue to what was lying in wait. It beckoned her on, lured her into its pages, further and further, until she realized she was trapped.